Alrighty guys, Sonic the Hedgehog movie review guys, let's get right to it, it's gonna be really fast guys, really fast review, action! Sorry, that was cheesy.
What's going on guys, I'm Ryan D, a.k.a. Ryan680.
I'm Angela at that Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City movie talk for movie fans guys, thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it man, this is gonna be a really quick review guys, because it's gonna be Sonic the Hedgehog. You ready?
Sure.
Can you talk that fast?
No.
Okay, me neither. I was just like, anyways, guys, let's get right to it. First off the bat, everyone knows the history behind this. Everyone knows that everyone complained about the CGI and everything, and it was a huge cult. Everyone hated it.
So when the first trailer came out, or the first
and the image,
look at how Sonic was, everybody just like pooed. The whole internet collectively came together and pooed on how the animation was, because they did change it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, it was very different from the video game. So I liked how the studio listened to the audience feedback and they changed it. They completely redesigned it to look more like the video game, which didn't look bad. I actually really liked the animation, how it came out.
Yes. And so going further into that, I was very excited because knowing that, because I mean, let's be honest, there was gifs about this, how bad it was. There was so many things on the internet, because everything was good on Twitter and Reddit.
Storm
and,
on the internet for
it was
for a little
it was
while.
Crazy. And it's funny because we talk about this all the time. It's just like we see it on social media every single time. Moviegoers, we see it all the time. Where there's something's bad in a cult following like this. I mean, just it has a huge following base. And not just that though, but it's really hard, and we've seen it countless times. Warcraft, movies that truly try, from video games to live action or just to movies. I mean, it's just live action movies, and of course my buddy Cloud, Cloud X Drive, he couldn't be here for this review, but he told me countless times that the Resident Evil movies are just all terrible. He doesn't like any of them, and I completely understand why, because I mean the last one we went to go see was terrible several years ago. And here's the thing, Warcraft, I guess, does Aragorn count? I mean that, no, that was a book, I guess. It just depends, you know. I guess what
Lord
yeah
of the Rings is a book trilogy.
yeah no, Aragorn, the dragon one.
No, it was just a book.
Right, just a book.
And that was one of the few books that I read before I saw a movie, and I will never read a book before I see a movie, because the whole time I never understood like the concept of
people always different.
Being like, oh, that's not how it is. And I was the whole time in the theater, I was just like, that's not how it is.
But in this case, you know, going into it, we're all like, okay, they changed the CGI. Okay, is that really going to save the movie? Let's be honest. When we saw the trailer of this, I was just like, okay, all right, I guess. Granted, though, we have never, I've semi-played the game. I haven't gotten to a hardcore into the game.
We're pretty familiar with, like, who Sonic is, the characters. But as far as the storyline of Sonic, I never really played the game. So I'm not very familiar with some of these characters.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
We know the gist of it.
Yeah, so.
And we did our research.
From the trailer, though, when it first came out, but I think the redesigning that first look of Sonic distracted everyone so much that we really didn't pay attention to the trailer.
No. I mean, I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I really pay attention to everything. And here's the thing, though. When that first scene we get of Jim Carrey, I wasn't happy with. And actually just see it in the movie, I was just like, eh. Like, it wasn't... Like I said, that was the main thing. My main concern is that, like, okay, you fix the CGI of the character. That's fine. That's great. That's dandy. Is it really going to save the movie? And let's be honest. I mean, sometimes it does, and sometimes I'll admit that I'm wrong, and I'm wrong about this. I really didn't think it was going to save. I didn't think it was going to save the movie, but I was really amazed how the CGI was with this. I mean, let's be honest. It's Paramount. Paramount does bad. I mean, they do bad CGI. I'll admit it. They done. Okay, Transformers doesn't count, guys. I'm sorry. But Baywatch, that was Paramount. That was terrible. Baywatch, the remake of it, that was a terrible CGI. The fire looked so distorted.
But you got to realize, so Baywatch wasn't a heavily CGI'd movie. You got to remember, Transformers is all almost CGI. Yeah,
pretty much all CGI.
So I would say that this one, a good part of this movie, is all CGI.
Yeah.
So I would say the small
part of it.
But I would have to say they had to step up their game. It wasn't something they could rely on just actors and story to get it done, or comedy or humor.
See, here's
they had to avoid another cat situation. They had to, I know cat's completely different, but I know how the internet kind of, again, pooed on that because of CGI. Yeah. I feel like they wanted to avoid that. And to avoid that, they have to focus on that. And I feel like they did. And it was it was really good. Not just the redesigning, but like the way it was done in the film collectively throughout was very good, in my opinion.
Yeah, opening scene, we did get Sonic. And here's the thing. I mean, he's, you know, it's cool and everything, because I was just like, do we get a background story, or we go into where he's an adult? And it's really cute. We're not gonna mention any spoilers, by the way, but it's really cute. We do see it's in the trailers. See a baby Sonic? It's really, really cute. It's
funny because Ryan, we were walking out of the theater, and he's like, you know, Sonic is real cute.
I never said such things.
Yes, he is. He's really cute.
And so here's the thing. So going back into it again, like the Sonic CGI, it was done very, the emotions, the eyes, the eyebrow. I mean, everything about this character was really done very well. The hair, the movement of the arms. I mean, everything was done so well. I was just like, wow, like, is this really Paramount doing it? I mean, I was just like, wow. Like, wow. Okay.
I had faith that they were going to do it.
I did not think this movie was going to be... Okay, I didn't think it was going to be this good, I guess you could say. I didn't think it was going to be that good at all. I really think it was just going to be mediocre. It was going to be like, oh, it's just another failed attempt for video games.
So I was a little iffy because I didn't know from the trailer what direction they were going to go in. At least for me, I remember I watched it, you know, a while ago. It's a little fuzzy, but I remember thinking to myself, okay, what's the storyline here?
You don't get a storyline in the trailer.
You really don't. He's just hiding. For me, I was a little on the fence. I was like, okay, it could go either way. It could be, you know, a pretty trash movie that is just entertaining to watch because, you know, it's a character you love. But it could also have a pretty potential storyline. And I was actually pretty surprised, too, like how they developed the storyline. And you can't help but fall in love with the characters. Like, we all know Sonic and everything. But you fall in love with him.
Mm.
Even all over again.
By the way, guys, just so you know, this is not a spoiler, not really. There is an end credit scene, so be sure to stay for the end credit scene. We're not going to mention what it is, but be sure to stay for the end credit scene. A lot of Sonic lovers are really going to love it. So going back into it, so Jim Carrey. Okay, so you know what? I'll be honest, though. The really thing that sold me in this movie was Jim Carrey. I was just like, dude, I haven't seen that guy in so long in a movie. I was just like, I can't wait to see I can't wait to see him. Even if the movie is crappy, I was just happy to see him. When he first came on camera, I was laughing, smiling. I was all like, I don't give a crap. I'm going to enjoy Jim Carrey on screen because it's been so long since I've seen him. I mean, it's been so long. I mean, let's be honest, guys. He hasn't been in any movies recently, so I was just happy just to see him on camera. I was like, okay, why did he take this role? I have no idea. I have no idea why he took this role, but I was happy to see him in it. The Canadian. I was happy. I was excited.
Great. How do you think he lived up to the character?
Yeah. So here, in the cast and everything. So going into, I was just like, as far as his villain is, I mean, it got a little annoying towards the end, I guess you could say, towards the climax of the thing. But I don't know if that was his character supposed to be annoying or if it was just like,
we're not too familiar with his character. You could let us know in the comments how you felt compared to
the
character.
He kind of did his Jim Carrey comedy, which I was like getting a little bit. And I was like, okay.
Well, I feel like his comedy is real like over the top sometimes and like out there, and it was really funny to see that, like, how this villain was like super weird and
for that particular role. I could see that. Agreed there. So like, I'll say it again, you know, the intro between Jim Carrey when he first came on camera, I was so excited, happy to see that. As okay, so going to the chemistry, ladies and gentlemen, so the chemistry between, you know, the guy that's played, James Marsden. You know him from 21 Dresses. 27 Dresses. Oh, gosh. I'm missing 6 dresses, guys.
Love that movie.
27 Dresses. Of course, I know him from the X-Men movies, Cyclops. So going into this, I was just like, all right. He's not far away from being in these type of movies because he's done plenty of movies with CGI characters. And I was just like, okay, all right, whatever.
I think we were, like I was saying off camera, he is a familiar enough face, so you've probably seen him in something.
Yeah.
That's the attraction to this movie. We have
Enchanted, Hairspray. You got
he's in so many things. I think he's a relatively okay, decent actor. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we had this debate off topic. I think as far as he did in this role, I really liked him. Mm-hmm. I think he has really good character development, and the chemistry between him and the hedgehog is great.
I mean, it's just, and I saw the memes, so many memes. I was all like, oh, Hollywood really loves this guy. And it was just him with the hop, because the bunny from Hop. And it's literally the exact same scene where he's just driving the CGI character. And the bunny's there. And then on the bottom, it's Sonic, the messed up Sonic. And it was him driving. It was just hilarious. I was just like, oh, my God.
Damn,
like, yeah. Oh, my God. Anyways, so going furthermore into this, character development, actually, I was surprised how pretty good character development was in this movie, guys, between Sonic, between between James, and just, I loved it, because it was just, the chemistry was good, and then to top it all off, the character development between them two as individuals, and them as a whole, when it came down to the relationship, or defined their relationship, and then the relationship, right?
It is not a DTR situation.
I know, right? But yay, I mean, I was happy with it. I was so excited to see them. Okay, they are 1 cent jokes, a lot of them, but actually wasn't terrible.
They were funny.
Yes, and it's a good family film, guys. I'll be sure to check out take your families to go see this movie, because it's a really great family film.
It's really wholesome.
Yeah. Like, it is. It's lovable.
It is, and I feel like,
because lovable jokes.
My peeve with a lot of comedies, especially the ones that are geared for more like family films, is the jokes are more geared to kids.
Yeah.
Where it's like farting and like, you know, punching and falling
down.
That's
Minions.
And after a while, for me, I'm just like, okay, this is kind of annoying, right?
Yeah.
But I really liked the type of humor that was in here. Like, even though it was wholesome and great and for everyone, it was like everyone could enjoy it, not just for little kids.
And on my notes, I did put Sonic equals cute, because that was awesome right there. By the way, when the comedies, you know, here's the thing. So the thing I really did enjoy about this movie, and I felt that was very lovable, ladies and gentlemen, was that whenever the comedy stopped, the story was going. Like, it was a lot of times that I that's my biggest pet peeve, is that, like, comedies, I'm real picky with comedies, and I'm just like, okay, you stop with the comedy, but there's no story. It's just dull. It's not going anywhere. It's just, there's no charisma, you know, and it gets the people going. Blades of Glory, guys, gets the people going, you know. And so I was just so happy that I was just like, wow, there's a story to be told here, potential here. And whenever the comedy stopped, they were doing a storytelling. It was directed, I would say this film was actually directed pretty good. I'll say that. And I love that about it. Also, a good family film that shows us potential that can change the whole view about video game movies. I'll say that. I mean, that I feel like is a huge potential right here, guys. And, you know, here's the thing. I mean, I hope it does good in the box office. Moviegoers, you know you complained about it. Go see this movie. Check it out, guys. All right. So, was this the film that we needed?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, right? It was cute. I think we were talking about it earlier. There's not too many family movies coming out, at least like this week or next week or whatever. So I think it's
this is a good. It came out a great family movie time because Birds of Prey wasn't really a family movie. So this is a great family movie to go check out. You know, everyone's gonna be checking out. I mean, right here now is the rodeo road trip right now that's happening for the Spurs, and so rodeo's happening here in San Antonio, Texas. So if you're not going on the road, if you don't like those crowds, guys, be sure to check out this movie, because let's be honest, it's Valentine's Day weekend. Everyone's gonna go see it.
Everyone's either gonna be like staying at home or going to dinner or doing something pushy and romantic. Why not go to the movies?
We go to the movies all the time. Great. That's the best romantic place, isn't it? Yeah, she gets tired of it sometimes. I don't know why. Anyways, all right. So what? I would say this is definitely the film that we deserve. Animal City Mood Talk does approve this movie, guys. Be sure to check it out at theater near you. Also, let's go to ratings. All right, so ratings: 1 being the worst, 10 being the highest. What are you gonna give it, Angela? Tick tock, tick tock.
It was really surprising. I would say I enjoyed it thoroughly. Like, from start to finish, I don't think there was any part it lagged. I liked the actors. The story, I'll give it a solid 7. I think it's pretty good.
Okay. All right. True. Okay. I'm going to have to give this, I'm going to have to give this an 8. I have to give this a solid 8. I'm getting it very high, but I'll be honest, it's just because Jim Carrey. I really did enjoy. I'm being biased, I guess. It was, I mean, one of my all-time favorite movies is The Mask. So I mean, let's be honest. Jim Carrey. Again, he did get kind of, I don't want to say annoying, but he was almost leaning towards that way. But that's just the character he played. I would feel, or that's just the way he is sometimes.
Annoying. I would say it's more like over the top. Like, I think his character
annoying.
Was,
I'll say annoying.
Over the top dramatic villainy, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I'm gonna give this a solid 8 again. I am. That's a very high rating for me, especially with these type of movies. Yeah, it is rated as adventure, action, adventure, family, sci-fi. So it's a family film, guys. Be sure to take your families to go see this. Yeah, we do recommend this movie once again, guys. And am I gonna buy this movie? You know what?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's on the fence. Okay.
I would buy it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make him buy it.
All right, guys. Be sure to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Give us a thumbs up. Be like a review, guys. We're going to be talking about spoilers real quick. We're going to be talking about the end credit scene. So be sure to check out our other videos, guys. If you have not seen the movie, we're going to talk about the end credit scene. Just a brief real quick. Just explain what it is and everything. So let's get right to it, Angela. So,
spoilers, guys.
Yeah, spoilers, but spoilers.
You've been warned.
All right. So this actually is the setup for Dr. Egghead. So we know the character and everything, and here's the thing. So the end credit scene, ladies and gentlemen, actually goes, let's go in depth about it. So we actually get, Tails comes into this end credit scene, and I'm just like,
I know, oh, like, yeah, my when the theater, God. Like, when that scene played, yes. the theater was kind of like, oh my God.
Yeah, and it was, and it's cool and everything, because I wasn't like, oh my God, it's Tails. I was like, oh my God, it's cute. Like, oh my God, it was so cute. The way the character was, CGI.
So again, it's animated very greatly. Like,
yeah.
They're super cute.
Yeah.
But I recognize the character, but I don't know the story behind the character.
What does he say at the, he's actually tracking Sonic. So he's tracking Sonic and he's talking to somebody. Yeah.
And he mentions, like, oh, like, I found him, guys, or something like that. So that kind of, depending, I guess, how well this movie does, sets it up for potential.
Yeah, I mean, sequel, we could talk about different hedgehogs. I mean, we could talk about Shadow. Well, Shadow's the one I was trying to. I was all like, man, there's one that's like black and orange, or like black and that's actually Shadow the Hedgehog. So it could be potential there. And here's the thing, though. The Jim Carrey, this is the setup for him to becoming Dr. Egghead, which I was actually happy with. I was all like, I don't want to see that. Because at first, when we first saw him on camera, I was like, wait, isn't he supposed to be the one with the big old mustache? That's how I remember, the big old mustache. I was like, how come he's not shaved? How come he's, what the hell's going on? And then when we got furthermore into it, I was all like, oh, wait, he's going to be that one person that becomes obsessed finding Sonic, or Sonic's in this case. And just be so obsessed with his power. And I was like, oh, great. I mean, he's going to become that evil scientist. $1 million. Anyways, so going into it, I was just like, wow. Okay, so we're going to get Silver. Are we going to get, you know, Knuckles? Is you know, what? So many different aspects you could go with this. And this is coming from a person that really doesn't. I don't want to say. I didn't get hardcore into the games. I haven't played a full length game of it. So, I mean, I'm just excited as much as probably you Sonic fans are probably even more excited to see this. So, yes, Tails is confirmed in here, and it was cute. It was, I mean.
Yeah, and I agree with you regarding Jim Carrey's character. I think if they had started off with that, like the big over dramatic mustache,
it would have been a little.
I wouldn't have taken the movie seriously. I think that would have diminished. This is
kind of
silly.
and I'll be honest right now, guys, when it comes to the next, because this is gonna be a franchise movie, I feel like it's gonna hit. Paramount was aiming for that. Everyone's aiming for a franchise, you know, for a universe. I'm saying right now, this movie is potential. Same thing I felt like with Star Wars Force Awakens, potential. This is potential, guys.
But it just depends
where's the story going to take? How is it going to correspond?
There's a lot. It could go. There's a lot of directions. Again, I'm not familiar with the story, so I don't know what the plots are happening in the game. But I think there's potential. I just hope that if, you know, there is another movie made, like a sequel or a trilogy or a franchise, that they don't ruin it. Like how the Star Wars movies, you know, Rise of Skywalker
yeah.
wasn't, you know, didn't live up to a lot yeah. of expectations.
And so actually Tails is actually the sidekick to Sonic. So that's why I'm just like, I'm excited to see where this is going to go. And so
who was he talking to?
Yeah. And then also at the very end of the end credits scene, we also got Jim Carrey becoming Dr. Egghead.
Yeah,
so we actually saw how he was. He shaved his head.
That was great.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that. He's on a mushroom planet.
Yeah, he's stranded on a mushroom planet. Yeah. And he takes it as almost like a challenge. Like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, normal people would be, you know, here forever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be home by Christmas. And, you know, he obviously has some evil plans
and,
going on. And he looks like he's being driven a little bit into insanity, maybe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, let's be honest. Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see crazy Jim Carrey. Who wouldn't? So the openings, let me go back to the beginning of the movie. So the opening sequence of the movie is actually amazing because Paramount doesn't start with the stars. It actually starts off with the coins.
In the opening scene with the mountain.
And then also that's why I was all like, oh, see, they're trying to do franchise, because I actually saw in the beginning also we saw the Sega logo. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool to see. I was like, damn. I was like, they're trying to do, and we saw the other different characters in that Sega logo. I was like, damn, they're trying to actually, you know, trying to almost form like a franchise or a multi-universe, so to speak.
We'll see. I think
Sega universe.
That'd be pretty cool. I think it just depends on
the I'm excited.
Success of this film. I think if this film does well,
it needs to do well, guys. Be sure to check it out.
It will jumpstart potential for other films.
I'm excited. I'm not even a hardcore Sonic fan. I'll say that. I'm excited. All right, guys. If you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Thank you for staying with us for this long, guys. And put all the comments down below. Maybe you hated this movie. Tell us why. Or maybe you really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really liked it. Maybe you're like a super fan. Like, you can provide more insight onto, like,
maybe we missed a lot of things, guys. We do apologize. We do not know too much about this character, but we just give our review of this movie, guys. So be sure to check out our other reviews, guys. Also, be sure to check out our other reaction videos. And hit that subscribe button before you go, guys. Thumbs up for our review, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady, Angela.
My lovely wife, that crazy cat lady. All right, have a good one, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day.